Today is June 22nd, 2015. This is Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources. As we do not have a quorum, we will start off with a public hearing on House Bill 3089.
Chair Rayfield, members of the committee, House Bill 3089 requires the State Department of Geology and Mineral Industries to conduct a study of mineral resource potential of all geographic areas of the state except the Willamette Valley and present the report to interim committees of Legislative Assembly related to environment and natural resources on or before September 15th, 2016. We have a fiscal impact statement issued that was a fiscal light as we looked into what the potential fiscal could be for Dogami and the extent of the study. We did receive an amendment from Representative Smith on Friday, which is posted, and I believe there may be some other amendments out there as well.
All right. And I would also note just for the large crowd here today that the House has their quorum first. Today, we're still waiting for the Senate. We'll go ahead and call up Dave Honeycutt and Rich Angstrom.
Thank you, Co-Chair Rayfield, members of the committee. Dave Honeycutt, Oregonians in Action, here in support of House Bill 3089. The amendments that were referenced by staff are the A5 amendments, which we have prepared with Dogami in order to, we believe, get the fiscal down to, I think it's below $30,000. So the underlying purpose of House Bill 3089, which came, by the way, from the House Agricultural Committee on a 9-0 vote, I wrote an article a couple years back relating to Eastern Oregon and its potential for mining. And at the time, Eastern Oregon had some pretty significant unemployment problems. The point of the article was to compare Harney County, Oregon, which county seat is Burns, with Humboldt County, Nevada, which is immediately south of Harney County. And the distinction between the two counties geographically is almost non-existent. They're the same size. They have the same populations. They are basically mirror images of one another, except Humboldt County, obviously, is in Nevada, and Harney County is in Oregon. Economically, the distinction between the two counties was pretty significant. Humboldt County had about 4% unemployment at the time, while Harney County had 12%. Humboldt County had a significant number or a very modest number of folks living below the poverty line. Harney County had a significant number of folks living below the poverty line. And the median family income between the two counties was drastically different. In Humboldt County, the median family income at that time was about $55,000 a year, and Harney County was $35,000. So how could two counties, which are essentially the same county, just one being in Nevada and one being in Oregon, be doing so differently, performing so differently economically? And one of the answers was that in Harney County or in Humboldt County, they have a mining industry, and it's doing very, at the time, it was doing very well. We spoke, and why can't we have that here? So that started Mr. Angstrom and I into an exploration of why it is that we're not doing in with the same geography in those eastern Oregon counties where they really need the jobs. Why aren't we doing the same thing that they're doing in Nevada? And so we talked with a number of folks in the industry, and the conclusion was we didn't need to change the laws in Oregon. It was more of a perception issue in the industry that Oregon was not considered friendly towards the industry. The purpose of 3089 is not to change any of the mining laws. This bill does not change Oregon state law at all. We were asked by the industry not to do that. And this bill does not do that. But what it does is it makes a legislative policy statement that if you come to Oregon and you follow the rules, then we're welcome. You're welcome here. We'd like to have you. You're not going to get intel to go over to Burns and build a new plant. It's a natural resource-based economy in Eastern Oregon. This is a natural resource use. that fits well there. The second part, section 2 of the bill, asked Ogami to conduct a study of the potential that we have for those industries, or for that industry in those southern and eastern Oregon counties, and the A5 amendments again that we thought would we had hoped would be posted, and which we would encourage the committee to incorporate if you're moving the bill forward. We'll get the fiscal down to the point where it's below minimal. It's almost non-existent. So with that, again, the bill came out of the House Ag Committee on a 9-0 vote. This is a great bill for southern and eastern Oregon and for the rural parts of the state that really could use another industry besides what they have now.
Thank you, Mr. Harry. Mr. Angstrom.
Good morning. Rich Angstrom, president of the Oregon Concrete and Aggregate Producers Association. If I'm a little foggy today, I was out moving bees with my brother until 3:30 yesterday morning in Madras. We got off the highway, and usually you're heading down the highway on 97, and you have I had no idea how much agriculture is outside of that strip. But he was moving his bees into carrots for seed, and evidently he gets a pretty good price. I guess it's like $100 a high for carrots. So I was up pretty late last night, a little foggy and a little tired. But it was once again interesting watching the beekeepers do their thing to help support agriculture. I worked on the A5s with Dogami, and this is their version of what they thought needed to happen that they could work with and keep the fiscal down. Senator Devlin, we went through Senator Devlin in drafting them. It was my mistake that when I forwarded them to staff that I didn't forward them along with Senator Devlin's email when he sent it out, and I had just attached them and sent them on. So I'll do it the right way and forward them along with Senator Devlin's amendment. The one thing I did want to say is Dave and I have been going around the state, and we got two more symposiums we're doing. One of the symposiums is on the 9th. Hopefully you guys will be done so Dave and I can do this in Southern Oregon. That symposium on mining is already put together and ready to go. We're going to do another one in September, I think, in September in Burns. And I think we're going to try to include the natural resource the Ag and Natural Resources Committee and go down and do a couple of tours of some of the mine sites down there. But Dave and I kind of picked this up as a project, as he said, to try to figure out how to get some economic activity going in some of these more depressed counties in our state. And it is just stark looking at just not only the opportunity that Oregon has for mineral resources, things like rare earth. We have plenty of rare earth deposits, chromium deposits, a lot of anything with an EM attached to it, so it's pretty low on the periodic chart. And this bill was the first part of that set of bills of trying to say, hey, look, Oregon's open for mining interests. The difference is open for mining. The difference in the mining industry, and it doesn't not just the aggregate side, though this bill is hard rock and not about aggregates, is their family wage jobs. And in counties where people are still moving out of them, this is a real opportunity for folks to look at, start looking at Oregon as at least exploring the other parts of the natural resources base that we have. So with that, we'd encourage you to support not just the amendments that we worked out with Dogami to keep the fiscal down, but also the underlying bill to help promote economic activity in the state, and especially in those regions. Malheur and Harney County are really who we're targeting. But, you know, you get down to the South Coast, many of you may not know this, in Southern Oregon, it's more copper and nickel and things of that nature. It's more of an industrial minerals. And then you get over east and you end up with talc and limestone, rare earths, and chromium, and gold, obviously gold and things of that nature. So there's actually a lot of opportunity in Oregon, but not much activity going on. So with that, thank you. I managed to get through that somewhat coherently.
Thank you, Will. Are there any questions? All right. Thank you both very much. We'll go ahead and call up Peggy Lynch. And is there anybody else that would like to testify on House Bill 3089?
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Peggy Lynch, League of Women Voters of Oregon. The League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan grassroots political organization that encourages informed citizen participation in government. We have participated in this particular bill since its inception. We saw, after I wrote the letter over the weekend, I noticed that there was an amendment posted on, not the A5s that were just mentioned, but a different amendment. I assume that must be Representative Smith's, which would be a study of a study. So I'm going to go ahead and address the bill as you see it, 3089A. The limited resources set aside this session for Dogami are vitally needed to help with groundwater studies. There are drought emergencies in 19 of Oregon's counties, and diverting Dogami personnel and funding during this critical period is just not a wise use of general fund dollars. Adequate water is a vital component of mining operations, so the very limited water resources in all of Oregon makes it unclear as to how mining can effectively be accelerated. With little surface water, more wells would likely deplete the limited groundwater. And I was at the Water Resources Commission last week. I will hand one copy of an overview of the Harney Basin groundwater situation, which is becoming very, very concerning. We note that sage-grouse work is being done this session, for which we are spending a great deal of money focusing on the grouse habitat. Large-scale development includes mining projects, and that's one of the things that is mentioned in the sage-grouse discussion. Such development will be limited or not allowed in that habitat. So why would we spend general fund dollars finding mining sites that might well be counter to stopping the sage-grouse endangered species listing? And I have here and Oregon's top agricultural crop is cattle. Listing of the sage-grouse would be devastating to the cattle industry, which is critical to the eastern Oregon economy. And I have here a map of the sage-grouse area from ODFMW. In southern Oregon, the kind of mining that has occurred in the past has caused significant conflict with water quality. We are still awaiting the federal cleanup of a defunct gold mine. Protection of endangered salmon is often in conflict with mining projects. Mining exploration and determining revenue potential is typically the responsibility of the industry itself. We are concerned that Dogami needs to adjust to its new normal related to funding and reorganization and leadership. There is very real work that is needed to address natural hazards issues, true public safety issues. And lastly, the findings in Section 1 of the bill are conclusions that could be refuted and are really not appropriate for legislation. We ask that be removed from the bill. And I will hand these off, and our letter will be posted on OLIS shortly. Be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Lynch. Is there any questions?
Thank you.
Seeing none, thank you very much. Last call for anybody that wants to testify on House Bill 3089. All right, seeing none, we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 3089, open a work session on House Bill 3549. Mr. Walker.
Co-chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3549 requires Oregon Department of Agriculture to establish qualifications for obtaining and maintaining an aerial pesticide applicator certificate, increases certain civil penalties, requires the Pesticide Analytical Response Center to develop standards for response to pesticide-related complaints, requires a biannual report to the Legislative Assembly, and increases the maximum department may establish as a pesticide registration fee. You also, in front of you, you have the A7 amendment, which appropriates $255,000 other fund to the department for the purposes of the pesticide program.
We just need a motion to move the dash A7 amendment to House Bill 3549.
So moved.
Senator Devlin has moved the dash A7 amendment to House Bill 3549. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. And we just need a motion to move House Bill 3549 to the full committee with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Move House Bill 3449A to the full committee with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Senator Devlin has moved House Bill 3549 to the full committee with a due pass as amended recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Yes, Senator Hansel, would you
I'd
like
be happy to carry it if you wish.
All right, well, Senator Hansel will carry it to the full on the floor and on the House side. Representative Quinn, would you love to carry a pesticide bill to the House floor?
Yeah, not on the full, though.
No, to the floor.
I'm more than willing to, but it didn't come out of my committee, so you might want to give it to Representative Witt.
Oh, that's right. All right, we'll have Representative Witt carry it. With that, we'll close the work session on 3549. Pass that over.
Good morning. Okay, 2984. Open a work session on House Bill 2984 relating to forestry product cooperatives. The LFO recommendation.
Good morning, Senator Devlin. House Bill 2984 is a bill dealing with forest product cooperatives. The measure requires Clackamas County to establish a Clackamas County Forest Project Cooperative as a pilot program for the forest project for forest products grown on northwest on non-forest land, and allows for cities within the county to participate in the project. There's a couple of amendments that go with this bill today. The first one is the A8 amendment. The A8 amendments make primarily technical changes to the measure, including the clarification of terms for cities participating in the program, and also allowing participating properties annexed by the cities to continue in the program subject to the term of annexation agreement, a clarification of reporting requirements, and the addition of a report to the 2017 Legislative Assembly, a change in the implementation timeline from the project being fully operational to completion of the planning and project preparation, and the inclusion of a 2023 sunset date.
First motion.
Mr. Chair, I would move the -A8 amendment be adopted.
Okay. The -A7 amendment has been moved. Discussion of the amendment. Any objections to the amendment?
May I ask just a quick question?
Yeah.
We're not moving the A7s, but it's the A8s, correct?
That's correct.
I'm sorry, Co-Chair Devlin, Senator Hansel. No, both A7 and the A8 are going to be moved today. And then there's a combining amendment, the A9, which will be addressed at the full. It just combines the A7 and the A8 together.
Okay. So which one did we just move?
We're on the A8.
Okay. So
we'll
no one gets confused.
A7.
Yeah.
Then we'll go back to the A7.
That's correct.
Now we're going in reverse order.
We're going to go to the A9.
Okay.
I promise I can't get those amendments any higher.
So the A8 amendment has been moved. Any additional discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, motion carries. Now to the A7s.
Okay, the A7 amendment replaces the $750,000 allocation of funds from the Administrative Services Economic Development Fund to Clackamas County with an appropriation of $400,000 general fund to the Oregon Department of Forestry for the purpose of granting those funds to Clackamas County for the purposes of the measure.
Mr. Chair, I would move to adopt the -A7 amendments to House Bill 2984.
Okay. It has been moved to adopt the -A7 amendments to 2984. Any discussion? Yes. Representative Parrish.
Thank you. So thank you for hearing this today and working this. Excited to see this move forward. But there is, once we have permission and money, I just want folks to know there are potentially upwards of $1 million of grants we can go chase out of the Federal Forestry Department. And one of the ways we got this fiscal down is that we are going to go chase those dollars. I'm also going to put some sweat equity into writing some of those grants or helping Clackamas County write those grants. So we were able to reduce some costs just by people saying, hey, we're going to roll up our sleeves and put elbow grease and sweat equity into this. So we are very excited about the possibility that we can also bring down potentially another $1 million to make this program more robust and really bring back something exciting and turnkey to the rest of the counties in the state.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Now I...
And Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 2984 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Okay, it has been moved to move House Bill 2984 to the full committee as amended with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Yes. Representative Klein.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the concept is interesting here. I think, frankly, spending this much money in one county on this is uncomfortable for me, at least. So I'm not going to be voting for this bill with this amount of money in it. It's better than it was. I think Representative Parrish knows I was really not happy at $750,000. I think I might feel better when I start to see some of my bills with general fund move somewhere in this body. But since they're not either, I'm having to unfortunately look at every bill that comes through here with general fund and decide whether I think it's worth it compared to other things. So for now, at least, I'm going to vote no and reserve my right to change my mind later, depending on how the rest of the budget's fare and bills.
Any additional discussion? Any objection? Please note, Representative Klein. Motion carries.
Just like farm to school.
Carrier to the full.
It was stuck.
Who would like to carry it to the full? I do not normally carry at the full, so.
I'll do it if you wish.
Yeah. Senator Hansel.
Oh.
Okay, and I believe Representative Parrish will carry to the House floor. And let me take a check here. You know, so many members love to carry things on the floor, but. Give me just one moment. Oh my goodness. Half the free world.
There's only 52 sponsors on the bill.
Okay. Senator Johnson will carry on the Senate floor.
I will prefer and get her ready for that. Thank
okay.
you. She's a strong supporter. Thank you.
Okay. And with that, we'll close that work session. Open a work session on HB 2455.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, members of the subcommittee. House Bill 2455 is commonly referred to as the Harvest Tax Bill. This measure levies a privileged tax on the harvesting of merchantable forest products harvested on forest lands. The bill sets the effective rates for a 2-calendar-year period, and those rates are applied to the harvested products by the 1,000 board foot, with the first 25,000 board feet harvested annually by any taxpayer excluded. There are four individual rates contained in the measure, providing funding for the following purposes: the Oregon State University Forest Research Lab, fire suppression activities, administration of the Forest Practices Act, and the Oregon State University Professional Forestry Education Program. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends that the measure be amended to apply the new tax rates to the 2016 and 2017 calendar years. The Dash 2 amendment includes the change in the applicable tax year from 2014 to 2016 and 2017 where required, and replaces the blank in the following lines with the following amounts. Line 7 replaces the blank with 90 cents. Line 21 replaces the blank with 110.37 cents. And line 27 replaces the blank with 10 cents.
So, Mr. Chair, I would move to adopt the Dash 2 amendment to House Bill 2455.
Okay, it's been moved to adopt the Dash 2 amendment to House Bill 2455. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion carries.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2455 to the full committee with the due pass recommendation as amended.
Okay, it has been moved to move House Bill 2455 to the full committee with as amended with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion carries. Carriers to the full. Senator Hansel, would you like to carry?
I could. I've been kind of a hog with these, but maybe one of the House members would like to carry it to the full. I mean, I would be
more than glad to carry it to the full.
Okay. So Representative Rayfield will carry it to the full. To the House floor, would you carry?
I'll take it as well.
And do you want to carry it to the Senate floor?
If my colleague doesn't want to, want me to do it?
Okay. Senator Hansel will carry it to the Senate floor. And I believe that concludes our work for today. And I have to go over to the Human Services Sub to see if we have a quorum.